Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Attachment Theory Workbook, Powerful Tools to Promote Understanding, Increase Stability, and Build Lasting Relationships by Annie Chen, LMFT, is a practical, reader-friendly guide for anyone who wants to understand how early bonding experiences shape adult relationships. Grounded in widely known attachment theory concepts, the workbook style invites you to move beyond labels and into usable insight. Rather than treating attachment as a fixed trait, it frames attachment patterns as learned strategies that can be updated through awareness, emotional regulation, and healthier connection habits. Readers can expect structured reflections and tools designed to clarify triggers, needs, boundaries, and communication patterns, especially under stress. With an emphasis on stability and lasting relationships, the book speaks to common struggles such as fear of abandonment, discomfort with intimacy, conflict cycles, and difficulty trusting or depending on others. It also supports people who want to become more secure partners, friends, or family members by practicing consistent, compassionate behaviors that strengthen safety and closeness over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment patterns and how they show up in real life. A core focus of the workbook is helping readers recognize common attachment patterns and translate them into everyday behaviors. Attachment theory is often summarized with broad categories, but this book emphasizes the lived experience, how you react when someone pulls away, how you cope with uncertainty, and what you do when you need reassurance or space. Readers are guided to notice patterns in dating, long-term partnerships, friendships, and family relationships, including the difference between feeling close and feeling fused, or feeling independent and feeling emotionally unreachable. The workbook approach encourages self-observation without shame by treating protective behaviors as strategies that once helped you cope. It also highlights that attachment can look different depending on context, stress level, and the specific relationship. By mapping recurring cycles like pursuing and distancing, overthinking and withdrawing, or caretaking and resentment, readers can see the structure beneath their conflicts. This topic sets the foundation for change. Once you can name your pattern and identify the conditions that activate it, you can start choosing responses that support stability rather than repeating old survival moves. Secondly, building self-awareness through triggers, needs, and nervous system signals, lasting relationship change usually starts inside the body, not inside an argument. A major theme in attachment-informed work is learning to detect activation early, the tight chest, racing thoughts, numbness, irritability, or the sudden urge to fix, flee, or freeze. This workbook focuses on identifying triggers and linking them to underlying needs, such as reassurance, respect, autonomy, closeness, or predictability. Instead of treating intense emotions as irrational, it helps readers interpret them as information about safety and connection. The tools commonly used in attachment work include journaling prompts, pattern tracking, and check-ins that separate facts from stories the mind creates under threat. Readers are encouraged to examine the difference between present-day events and old emotional memories that get reactivated by tone, timing, or perceived rejection. This topic also points toward emotional regulation skills that support steadier choices, like pausing before texting, slowing reactive conversations, and using grounding to return to a calmer state. When you can identify what you feel and what you need, you can ask for it directly, rather than acting it out indirectly through protest, withdrawal, or control. Thirdly, communication and conflict repair for more secure connection, attachment insecurity often turns normal disagreements into threats to the bond. The workbook addresses how to communicate in ways that reduce defensiveness and increase felt safety. Instead of focusing only on the content of conflict, it highlights the process, tone, timing, escalation patterns, and repair attempts. Readers learn to express feelings and needs clearly, rather than relying on criticism, mind reading, or tests of loyalty. Practical strategies typically include using softer startups, making specific requests, and acknowledging the other person's perspective without abandoning your own. Repair is treated as a skill, not a personality trait. That means learning how to return to a conversation after a shutdown, how to apologize with accountability, and how to soothe the partner without taking responsibility for everything. The workbook also emphasizes boundaries that protect the relationship, such as pausing when conversations become disrespectful, agreeing on rules for conflict, and creating predictable check-in routines. Over time, these habits build trust because both people experience consistency, problems are addressed, emotions are allowed, and the connection is repaired after rupture. This is a key pathway toward earned security, repeated experiences of conflict that ends in understanding rather than abandonment. Fourthly, creating stability through boundaries, consistency, and self-trust. Stability in relationships is not only about choosing the right person, it is also about building reliable internal and external structures. The workbook emphasizes boundaries as a form of care rather than punishment. readers are guided to clarify what they will and will not accept, how to communicate limits, and how to follow through consistently. This reduces the chaos that often feeds insecure attachment cycles. Another major element is self-trust, believing that you can handle discomfort, tolerate uncertainty, and advocate for your needs without becoming overwhelmed. The book supports developing routines and agreements that make relationships feel safer, such as predictable communication, realistic expectations, and shared plans for handling stress. It also addresses the tendency to abandon oneself by over-accommodating, people-pleasing, or ignoring red flags to maintain closeness. Building stability means learning to stay connected to your values even when you fear conflict or rejection. When boundaries and consistency are in place, intimacy becomes less threatening because there is a clear container for the relationship. Readers can then focus on growth and mutual support rather than constant reassurance seeking or emotional distancing. This topic helps turn insight into daily practices that strengthen both independence and closeness. Lastly, moving toward earned secure attachment in relationships and life, a hopeful message in attachment-informed therapy is that attachment patterns can change through corrective experiences and intentional practice. The workbook supports readers in moving toward earned secure attachment, which means developing more flexible responses to closeness, separation, and conflict. Instead of trying to eliminate all anxiety or all need for space, the goal is balance, being able to depend on others while also maintaining a stable sense of self. Readers are guided to set growth goals, anticipate setbacks, and practice new skills repeatedly until they become more automatic. This can include learning to self-soothe before reaching out directly instead of hinting, staying present during difficult conversations, and choosing partners and environments that support healthy connection. The topic also recognizes that progress often happens in layers. You may become secure in friendships before romance, or improve in calm seasons before you can hold it during high stress. By treating attachment work as a long-term skill set, the book offers a framework for ongoing development rather than a quick fix. The result is not perfection, but greater stability, better choices, and relationships that feel safer, more mutual, and more resilient over time. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who want practical help understanding their relationship patterns, including people who feel stuck in anxious pursuit, avoidant distancing, or repeating cycles of conflict and repair. It can also benefit couples who want a shared language for what happens under stress, as well as individuals doing personal growth work alongside therapy or coaching. The life benefit is straightforward. Stronger self-awareness, steadier emotional regulation, and clearer communication tend to improve not only romance, but also friendships, family dynamics, and workplace relationships. When you can identify triggers, name needs, and set boundaries with consistency, you reduce relationship volatility and increase trust in yourself and others. Compared to many similar attachment books that stay theoretical or rely on broad descriptions, a workbook format stands out because it turns concepts into actions. The emphasis on tools, reflection, and repeatable practices helps readers translate insight into behavior change, which is where lasting progress happens. If you are looking for a structured way to move toward a more secure, stable way of connecting, this book is worth buying because it is designed to be used, not just read, and it supports incremental growth that compounds over time. If you would like to support Anichen LMFT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.